Bushes, 6th of June, TT.
Could you say your name and where you come from?
Oh, my name is Kalle, and I come from Germany.
Have you ever been to the TT before?
Yes, in 1993. That was my first time on a TT.
Are you a biker?
Yes, I'm a biker.
And who did you come with this year?
I come with three of my friends on a bike.
Independently or as part of a motorcycle club?
Well, No, I'm not in a club. We go only with my friends for fun.
Where are you staying?
We're staying in the Loch Promenade in Stornoway Hotel.
How are you finding that? Is it good?
Yes, it's good. I think so.
Medium.
You said medium.
So when did you arrive?
We arrived at 26th May.
And when are you staying until?
We staying at Wednesday the 7th, tomorrow.
So what kinds of things have you been doing since you arrived?
Well, we're looking for the motorcycle museum. We're staying to all the practices and all the races. And also
drink a lot of beer.
Drink a lot of beer and looking for the highest point, 621 meters, to look all the other countries, but we only see the fog. Scottish fog, English fog, only foggy.
So have you been driving around the course, riding around the course?
Yes, at the practice week we ride to the course, but it's better, there's normally not so much drivers on the course, you can go better.
So, have you noticed any changes from the last time you were here in 1993 to this year?
No, I think not.
What do you think of the general atmosphere here? Do you find it quite social and friendly?
Yes, very friendly, very friendly. All over the people here.
Have you met lots of new people?
Yes, a lot of. I saw new people, new drivers, I saw Joey. I saw Wade Boyd and other drivers.
How'd you find Bushies?
Fine. So I'm staying here many days.
Do you think you have to be a biker to enjoy TT? Or do you think you don't have to be a biker to come here and enjoy yourself?
Once more. I think so. But many people who arrived here are looking to the races because it's a family atmosphere, and so I think it's better you're being a biker or in a Beziehung.
Will you be back to the TT again?
Yes, all 2 years. Next one, 1997.
Every 2 years?
Yes. Yes, we go to the Ramsey Sprint, we go to the Italian Owners Club, we go to the Custom Bike Show and to music playing here on the road.
What about around the world, other biking festivals, not on the Isle of Man but elsewhere?
Yes, also in Nürburgring in Germany, and Hockenheim, and also Assen in Holland.
How do they compare? Do you like them better than TT or?
No, it's no other who better as a TT. It's the best, yes.
Will you be taking home any souvenirs?
Yes, t-shirts. For the year I was here, 1995 t-shirt.
Thank you very much.
From Liverpool, but now I live on the island.
So you've experienced the TT before?
7 years.
And what do you think of it?
It's great, love it.
So how does the island change come TT fortnight?
Shops open that normally shut all year round, loads of people. You can't move for bikes, the atmosphere changes obviously, and everyone who's at work, they all go out and have a party every single night of the week and no one cares whether you've got a hangover or not. That kind of thing.
So is the nightlife good?
Yes, it is. It's dead relaxed. No one puts on all the best frocks and whatever to go out, you know, and no one really cares about their appearance. They just put on what they like. It's all very informal.
So what happens outside Bushies?
People jump off towers and... lots of people congregate around here to watch people doing things on the bikes around outside, that kind of thing.
So have you noticed any changes over the 7 years you've been here, generally to the TT?
During TT? Not really, no. I mean, it's the same. I mean, it, obviously the people change, but it's basically the same atmosphere and the same fun. But maybe one or two of the hotels have been pulled down. That's possibly the only difference. Know about it.
Do you collect anything from TT Fortnite? Do you keep anything?
No, not really, no.
What about people? Do you meet lots of new people?
Oh, yes.
Like who?
Oh, just general people. I used to work at a bar and I used to obviously get to know the people who come in the same bar every year, get to know them. I mean, don't ask me their names because I can't remember. I couldn't pronounce them before, so I'll not do it again.
I think lots of people are here on the pool or, you know, kind of people watching, things like that.
I think there's possibly more people on the island who are out to pull than there are people coming to the island. It's just the way it is, a general female population on the island anyway. Yeah, that's it. Being the island man, there's no men.
So do you watch the races themselves?
No, I'm not really very interested. I mean, all it is half an hour of nothing, then 2 seconds of going like that. It's not very interesting. The drinks people order, they come in, particularly the foreigners come in and they order like Guinness and lager in the one glass. People with big beards and long hair and big beer guts, that kind of thing.
So do you miss TT when it finishes?
Oh yeah, everywhere goes just dead and everyone's, oh God, another year before we can all party again. It's really dead atmosphere.
So when you first came to the island 7 years ago, what had you heard of the TT?
Not a lot, apart from the fact whenever a car passed us that said the Isle of Man TT races, my mum would say, oh yes, they're good fun, and that's about it really.
Do you think you have to be a biker to enjoy TT?
Not at all, no. Anyone can enjoy it, whatever age group. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Yeah. My name's Mike Bull, I live in Peel, and I was born in the Isle of Man. 7 years of age and done this for about 31-32 years.
So what are you doing?
At the moment, Deputy Sector Marshal at Glen Helen.
So what does that involve?
Well, everything from sweeping the roads, making sure that spectators are in a safe position, to picking up the bodies.
So does that, I mean, are you a marshal all year round? Does it take, you know, do you have to have lots of preparation and the build-up to TT?
You do and you don't. I mean, say every 2 years, it is advisable to take a medical course, which you have renewed every 2 years. It's also quite handy because you have the ACU who instruct the sector marshals to go and put the first aid kits out and about and everything like that.
So we're at Glen Helen today. Have you always been here or do you go around different parts of the course?
Well, over the years that I've been marshalling, it's ranged between Ballacran up to Sarah's Cottage, which is just up further.
So, where will you stand today?
Just at Glen Helen, just up by, shall we say, the marshal's box there.
So, what were your earliest memories of TT?
Probably when I was about 7 years of age from then. So, it seemed to be better then. There seemed to be more people here.
So you prefer it to now?
Well, yes and no. I mean, say from the point of view that you had more people here, more spectators, you seem to have more riders as well.
So you think the festival's actually shrunk rather than grown over the last few years?
Yeah, but now we come to a political thing. The only reason it's shrunk is because of the steam packet, because the prices of coming to the Isle of Man are just completely crazy.
So you think that's put people off?
I don't think it, I know it. Because motorsport in general suffers on the Isle of Man because of the steam packet.
Is there anything that can be done about that?
Only that the Manx government takes a bit of common sense and realises that they've got to either start up another firm, ferry firm, to enable people to get backwards and forwards cheaper. Yeah.
So have you noticed any changes over the years to TT and to either the races or to the festival side of it?
I think people's attitudes have changed. You used to have, I'd say sort of up until the mid-70s, you had the real enthusiast. Now, you still get the enthusiast, but not to the extent that you did then. Now you tend to get a lot of people who just want to come over and go around the circuit as fast as they can. Unfortunately, some of them don't make it.
So what about what happens in the build-up to TT on the island? What changes on the island for TT Fortnight?
Well, apart from the obvious where you have all the bales put out on all the different circuits, you have... It's a hard thing to describe. It's like a buzz that everybody starts to look forward to it in sort of great anticipation.
Social side, what happens during TT, like the festival as opposed to just the races?
Well, from the biker's point of view, it's probably one of the greatest things going, because you've got quite a lot on. The social side, as far as the marshals are concerned, consists of the marshal's supper, which they have on the Mad Sunday night. But apart from that, that's roughly about the only social event for the marshals in TT Week.
What about for everyone else? What about the general festival atmosphere? I mean, things like bushies, outside bushies, and the grandstand, stuff like that. Has that changed over the years? Has that grown?
It has grown to a certain extent. Whether it's for the better or for the worse is up to the individual to decide.
Do you think it is worse?
I find it hard to believe that the likes of the tourist board have that sort of money to spend and they don't spend it in a better way.
You think they could be doing something better during TT? You think they're not?
I think it's a hard thing. You sort of have to put it into a rather larger perspective. You'd have to say, right, if they've got that sort of money that they can waste, well, why can't they put it to better use, say, increasing the prizes for the TT riders right the way down, even lower and lower?
You think they have to attract bigger names?
They don't have to attract bigger names, because I don't think the TT is about big names. I think it's about people who have gone and done the Grand Prix and then progressed into the TT, and then they go further from there. So I think big names is... It's a hard thing to call. The likes of Joey, he is Mr. TT. It's as simple as that. But the days of Halewood and Agostini and Hocking and Reed and all that, that's all gone.
Do you think practice week has grown over the years?
It's gone sort of full circle. You now have a situation whereby in the early 80s it was good. It now seems to be that you're starting to get more people over here practice week. But apart from that, it seems to be steadily growing. I mean, say you can see how many people there are here now. This has gone back probably about 5 years since there was the same amount of people here.
Do you think practice week is bigger because people can't get over any other time, or do you think it is more popular?
I think, you see, that it's a strange question. It all has to do with the actual cost of getting to the Isle of Man, and I think if the cost was less, then you would have more people coming. It's a bit like the chicken and the egg, which came first, you know.
Are you going to be collecting any souvenirs for yourself during the TT Fortnight?
That's something that you don't get a chance to do. It's the only souvenirs that you do get are maybe the bits of the bikes that drop off when we go around the circuit, and you probably find them, like up in the Marshall's hut there, that we've actually got pieces of the bikes that's dropped off that we've got inside there.
Do you think you get a chance to meet lots of new people Or do you think as a marshal you're probably too busy? Because it seems to me that the general atmosphere here is really social and friendly.
Well, you find that, I mean, so we have marshals that come back year after year from England and the continent and everything like that. And you have a situation whereby everybody seems to be in this particular section really friendly and happy. Obviously, you're going to get the one awkward one. We did have one awkward one this morning.
What was the matter?
I parked too near his car. He wasn't happy, but I mean, say he was late on the road. He was lucky to get in here. So I fail to see why he should rant and rave at marshals.
Could you tell me what Mad Sunday is?
In theory or practice? Basically, if you've got any common sense, you don't go around on your bike. If you haven't got common sense, you go around and you get killed.
So what's supposed to happen? What's the idea behind Mad Sunday?
Basically, I suppose if you go back years and years ago, it was when the boy racers could go around and have a really fast time around the track. Unfortunately, now you're looking at bikes that are capable of 180, 190 mile an hour. And some people have found out to their cost that walls bite back.
Do you think any more could be done about the safety?
Safety. I think the best thing that they can try and do now is try and sort of make riders more conscious that the throttle works two ways. Unfortunately, some of them don't realise that.
So it's more that the riders have to be more aware of the problems as opposed to anything structural being done anymore, being done on the marshal's part or on the TT organiser's part?
Well, if you're talking about Joe Public that goes round on Mad Sunday or in between the races, they need to be, shall we say, instructed a bit more. But you can't instruct the actual TT racing guys. And you can't make the circuit any safer than it is. It's a road circuit, it's not a Grand Prix circuit where you've got maybe 200 metres to fall off and go along the grass. If you fall off here, you're straight into a wall.
Do you think the TT gets a bad press in the way of the reporting of accidents and stuff like that?
Well, it's sensationalism. I mean, say if a dog bites a man, that's nothing. If a man bites a dog, it's phenomenal. It's just blown out of all proportion. If you take the amount of people killed since 1907 and compared it with a safe sport like rock climbing or something like that, there's no comparison at all. You know?
So will you be back marshalling next year as well?
Unfortunately, yes. I don't know any better. You know.
Thanks very much.
My name is Gary Homer and I come from Braddon, just outside Douglas.
And what do you do during TT?
I do the Red Cross first aid, usually at Glen Helen, but we do have other points at Signpost, Handley's and Kirkmichael.
I mean, is that your proper job or do you just do it for TT?
Well, I'm in the Red Cross, it's not my job, I'm just a volunteer Red Cross member.
So how long have you been doing this?
About 6 or 7 years now.
And you've always been at Glen Helen, usually?
I'm mainly at Glen Helen, but as I said, we could be at other places. It depends on what personnel are available. 90% of the time it's Glen Helen.
And so everyone here doing your job of volunteers?
Oh, yes, yes.
And do the people have to be from the island?
No, we have a paramedic here today from Cleveland, and there was one here Monday from Blackpool. They are professional paramedics, they work for the ambulance services across.
Are they volunteers or do they come here because they're professional?
I think they have to volunteer to come and do it. I'm not sure whether they get any remuneration, or assisted passages or whatever, but they still have to volunteer to come and do it.
So what does it actually involve? What do you do?
What do I do? I just sit here and pray that they go past safely. But should there be an accident or someone falls off, the marshals in the Glen Helen area, they'll go out and retrieve the bikes and the bits and pieces, put the flags out, and we don't step onto the course until the marshals call us.
What about crowd problems and illnesses in the crowd, stuff like that? Would you have to deal with that as well?
Yeah, I've had the odd bee sting and sprained ankle. Nothing serious.
What do you think of the accident rate at the TT? Do you think it's got a bad press?
It gets bad press. You know, everything that's anyone that's injured or worse on the TT week is put down as another statistic, and it's a little unfair considering the number of people that are over here for this week, fortnight. I mean, the amount of traffic on the roads, it's far in excess of anywhere across for this period. And unfortunately, some people just don't concentrate or a little bit foolish.
So you've grown up with the TT?
Yes, I've watched the TT in the Manx for nearly 30 years now. Before we came to live on the island, we used to come and watch.
So what are your earliest memories of the TT?
There's a tree in a field opposite, or just above the Highlander. When we first came over, my wife and myself, we attempted to take photographs of TT riders coming down from the halfway house. And I have about 30 photographs of a tree opposite the field. Not many riders, just a tree.
Have you been more successful in other years?
I don't try now.
Have you noticed any changes over the years that you've been watching the TT?
Yes. I mean, it's the crowd seemed to have built up again over the past 4 to 5 years. The atmosphere, we've been fortunate, certainly 3 or 4 years ago with the weather, and I think that helped kickstart the interest, certainly from the Continentals. And they're a tremendous bunch of people. I mean, all the bikers that come, they come to see the races and enjoy the bikes. I can't speak too highly of the visiting fans. You always get the odd one or two that misbehave, but 99% of them are first class.
So you'd say the general atmosphere was really good, really friendly?
Oh, yes. No aggravation at all. I dread to think what they'd be like if they were a football crowd.
Do you think the Isle of Man has the facilities to deal with anything, any trouble that could break out? I mean, I know none has, but do you think it could be really bad if trouble did break out?
I don't know. I don't suppose we'd know until it happened, but the police seem to be well on top of things.
Do you go out and about during TT and see what's happening elsewhere?
That's as much part of TT as the bikes. Walk on the promenade, ambushes, the firework display last night was absolutely fantastic. It's the best one I've seen. Tremendous atmosphere.
Have you been to Bushies?
Yes, been to Bushies.
What happens outside Bushies of a night?
Everything. Stunt riders, exhibitionists, you name it, they're there.
What do they do?
I have been told that certain people go down topless, whether they're male or female. I've never got close enough to see.
So do you think the festival side of it has grown over the years?
Oh yes, definitely. I mean, we've got the bungee jumping on the promenade. We have various events around the island. I mean, some of the different owners' clubs have run their own events for many, many years around the island, not just in Douglas, and it all helps build the atmosphere.
Do you think enough is done on the festival side of things, or do you think more could be done by, say, the tourist board or the government, or do you think things are fine as they are?
I don't really know. I'm not really that... aware of what the tourist board could or couldn't do, or the government. I mean, everybody talks about fares and price and the cost of getting here, but perhaps that's another issue.
Do you collect any souvenirs of TT?
Not especially, no. I have various T-shirts and badges, but I'm not a collector as such.
Right. How much my name do you want me to say? Just Iris Baggs? My name is Iris Baggs. And I come from Chichester, West Sussex.
So what are you doing over for the TT?
I come to help my son and daughter-in-law.
And what do they do?
They run a public house in Glen Helen.
So what are you doing here today?
We have a little snack bar out in the grounds, outside the public house.
Have you been here before? Is this your first TT?
No, we've been here, I've been here about five summers.
And what do you think of it?
Very exciting, lots of nice people.
Is the business good? Does it do well?
Yes, yes it does, very good. Especially when the sun shines.
So why is Glen Helen such a good place to do this kind of thing?
Because I think the surrounding area is beautiful here. Just lovely, peaceful.
Popular over TT?
Well, I can only think that it's right on the track, and also it's so beautiful here, as I said just now.
Do you get a chance to watch the races yourself?
Not really. Only the practice.
So you're over for the whole fortnight?
Yes, I am.
What about during the evening? Have you had a chance to go out and about to Douglas or other places?
We went to Douglas to watch the Red Arrows, but unfortunately they only zoomed over once.
Probably on their way to Ramsey. Would you take home any souvenirs from TT? Are you interested in bikes in that sense?
Not really, but I like to see them because I think they're really so far advanced now to what they used to be. And I used to ride one years and years ago.
Did you come to the TT years ago?
No, I did.
But have you noticed any changes in the TT during the last few years that you've been coming here?
I suppose the bikes are faster, which I don't know whether it's good or bad, but...
What about the festival side of it and the other social things that have been going on? Any changes there?
Well, I can't really say. I think, I must say, I don't think the young men are drinking quite as much with the bicycles, which is a good thing.
Do you think TT gets quite a bad press because of the accidents across?
I think so, because no one likes really to know that anyone's dying because of the fun other people are having, do they?
Do you get a chance to meet lots of new people whilst you're here? Do you find the atmosphere quite friendly?
Yes, I do, yes, and all the foreign people, it's very nice. And I must say that they're all very nice people. I know you don't get people causing trouble, not here anyway.
So when will you be going home?
Sunday afternoon on a flight.
Will you be sad?
Yes, because I'll be leaving my grandchildren as well as my son and daughter-in-law.
So do you think you have to be a biker to enjoy TT or do you think it doesn't matter?
No, I don't. I think people like the atmosphere. No, I don't really think that.
Do you think you could try and describe the atmosphere to me? What kind of atmosphere is it during TT?
Just a slight excitement and people enjoying themselves, really. That's what it is, and they love it, don't they?
Do you know anything about what the breweries do during TT to promote either the TT or themselves?
Well, I think they do go out of their way to promote themselves because it is the busiest time and they need to really have all the business at that particular time because it's quite quiet most times.
Will you be back to the TT next year?
Yes, I'm sure I will.
Thanks very much.
Well, I'm Malcolm Rickey and I'm from Grasmere in the Lake District and I've been coming to the TT for 37 years and I think I've missed three in the last 37 years.
My name's Bob Kirby, I come from Fleetwood. I first came to the Isle of Man in 1950 but I haven't come every year and a lot of them I can't remember anything about them while I've been here.
So why have you come to the TT?
It's a meeting place where a lot of old friends meet up and have a right good get-together and spend a lot of money, yeah.
very interested in the motorcycles, and we've just met so many people over the years that it's a nostalgic visit. Marvellous, absolutely fantastic.
So are you bikers yourselves?
Yes, I have a Gold Star BSA 1960, immaculate condition.
You brought it over with you?
No. We would probably fall off it.
Are you a biker?
I used to be. I haven't a bike now, no. Getting too old for that sort of thing.
So where are you staying?
We're staying at the White Stone Hotel. I don't think it really is a hotel, but we are there.
Do you stay there every year?
We have done for the last few years, yes. Yes, but we have stayed at Ballacrane. When Ballacrane was a hotel, it is now a craft centre or something. We've stayed in many places on the TT course.
Do you try and stay in as many places as possible?
We do, yeah. We got different venues all around the course. Yeah.
So what are you doing here today?
Watching the racing, and then
recovering.
Recovering from what?
Hard day yesterday, very hard day. I think we tried to see how many pubs we could visit yesterday, and it beat us.
Do you have any favourite pubs?
No, I don't think so.
Ballacrane was the favourite pub, but it has now changed to a craft centre or whatever. But that was the venue, that was the place. Everybody met at the Ballacrane. Jim and Sylvia Patrick were the landlord and landlady, and it was a fantastic place, but now it's gone.
So the people you know at the TT, are they people that you've met at the TT before, or people that you knew anyway?
Well, it's people that we've met over the last kind of 30, 40 years, yeah.
You find that you get a chance to meet lots of new people when you come over?
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's a nostalgic visit. I mean, if we don't see a motorbike, it doesn't really matter. We just meet our friends that we've known for so long.
So what kinds of things have you been doing since you arrived?
Drink and eat and sleep.
This is Geoffrey Lancaster, a superstar. Would you like to interview him now?
I'm just a junior at this game. I've only been coming since about 1973.
So how do you think the TT has changed over the time that you've been coming?
I'm afraid that it has gone backwards. When I first came, it was a fantastic meeting. There was thousands and thousands of people here, but now it isn't. It hasn't got the draw that it had years ago.
Why do you think that is?
I think possibly the expense of getting to the Isle of Man, you know, the aeroplane fare or the boat or whatever. But it's definitely gone backwards. It hasn't got what it had, has it, Bob?
What about the changes to the festival side of it? Do you think that's grown, got better or got worse?
Well, I think the Isle of Man government are trying their best to get the people here, but it's only people like ourselves who come anyway, even if, you know, it's nostalgia, that's why you come back. But I think the run-of-the-mill motorcyclists are dwindling. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to go to Bushy's yet? Bushy's.
Is that a nightclub? Was it? Yeah. We haven't actually, but we shall. I'm sure we will go to it.
Have you heard about what goes on outside Bushy's?
Oh, is that the T-shirt, wet T-shirt? You would do well in a wet T-shirt.
Bring any souvenirs home with you when you go? And have you been collecting souvenirs over the last 30 years?
I have TT badges from 1960, yes. The ACU is the only official badge. You don't buy anything else other than that one. The ACU Benevolent Fund. I've got them from 1960. That's the one to have.
What about you? Do you collect souvenirs?
No, I have, no. Just look after myself and get myself back.
He's got to go to a party when he gets home. Very good.
Do you find there is more merchandising and things are more readily available now than they have been? Do you think that whole that kind of side of the TT's grown?
Yes, I think there's all the souvenirs and things like that. Yeah, T-shirts and badges and everything. But you'll find that the genuine TT fan will only buy this particular badge.
Would you say it was worth coming over here if you're not interested in bikes? Do you think you have to be a biker to enjoy TT?
Well, the Isle of Man's a lovely place anyway. I mean, you're going to come. I mean, if people want to come for a holiday, I'm sure families come and sit in the sun when it's sunshine. Yeah, it's a nice island. I've travelled all around it.
Do you think you have to be a biker to enjoy TT?
Yeah. Plenty of things to do. And I love the Isle of Man, always have done, and I've come here other than TT week, and we sometimes come across from Fleetwood on the boat just for the day. And a friend of ours, he died of a heart attack, and he used to come every year, twice a year, and we scattered his ashes at the Black Box, and we go every year and take some flowers up and always remember him, you know. And we're doing it tomorrow with another old lad who he came for, I think it was 50 years, never missed 50 years, and we're scattering his ashes tomorrow.
So what is it about the TT? Why do you think people do come back year after year?
It's hard to describe. It's just something that draws you back every year. And my wife will say, you're not going again, but I mean, they don't get any say in the matter. We get a good telling off when we get back, but
you'll have to come down to the Whitestone Hotel and interview my friend who's been coming 47 years. Maurice, he's the guy to interview.
So, what is it about the atmosphere of the TT? Could you describe the atmosphere here? Because I found it really social and really friendly.
Well, that's the thing.
Magic. Absolutely magic. It just brings it.
Leather jackets, cat were there among all them, the troublemakers. You can go. I went into a pub once and they all looked scruffy because they'd been camping for a week. But you know, you couldn't have wished for a better lot of lads. Please and thank you, and out of the way, let you through. Nothing wrong with any of them. All decent blokes.
So, have you ever witnessed any trouble in the TT from the.
No problem at all. Bikers are supposedly vandals and do this, do that wrong. But all the guys here, fabulous. I've never seen any trouble in all the years I've been coming. Not one iota of trouble. Brilliant.
So do you see many familiar faces that you see year and year again at the TT?
Every year, see the same guys year after year, don't we? See them all again.
What they used to be.
The Villiers Hotel was the place. When we first came, the Villiers Hotel, which has now been demolished, that was the meeting place, and the Majestic Hotel. And there was probably 30 or 40 of us meet up, and we'd get a taxi or three or four taxis and just go around the TT course one way, call at every pub, and then do it backwards.
In the boot was a lady going around the TT course, yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, it was the only place there was to get into. I mean, everybody jammed in. There might have been a dozen of us in the car. So, right, we'll put you two in the boot. So, I got in the boot with her. Neither did I.
Do you go around the course on Sunday?
No.
I have walked the course. I have push-biked the course. I have been round on a motorbike many times, in a car and a bus and a helicopter as well.
How come a helicopter?
Well, we were invited one year to go in the official helicopter round the course.
How come, why were you invited?
Because we've been coming so long. You just get to know the right people and it's who you know.
So is there anything that you change about the TT? Anything that you don't like? I'm quite negative about it.
What would you say? Since it lost its the world championship status, it has definitely gone backwards. But if it wasn't for people like ourselves who just come for the sake of, you know, coming, it would just die. I think the same people just come back again and again through nostalgia. Yeah.
Would you like to see it being part of a world championship again?
Oh, without any shadow of a doubt, it would be marvellous if they'd do it. I mean, you're going back. It all stemmed from Barry Sheen. Barry Sheen said he wouldn't race at the Isle of Man, and when you go back, as Bob says, to Agostini and Halewood, then it was fantastic. But it's I can't see it coming back to.
You get these big riders who say it's too dangerous, and they just won't come. So.
Is that because of the open roads? Or because of the...
It's too long for them to remember. And they say it's so dangerous because of that. And they just don't come. Still the most marvellous place in the world for racing.
Do you go to any other biking festivals during the year?
Daytona. I've been to Daytona. I go all over the world, but I play golf. This is just the motorcycling mecca of the world, but I go all over the world playing golf. I was in South Africa just a few months ago, playing Sun City.
So does the TT compare favourably to the biking festivals that you've gone to elsewhere?
Oh, I think it is the one. It is the mecca of motorcycling. It's the road race capital of the world, without a doubt.
Could we... Actually, it was the plumber's wife. We had a bet one night. I said, I could give you one. And she said, you're all talk. And I said, I am not. I will leave my back door open in the morning at 8:30. And we'll see if you're all talk. Anyway, she landed up at 8:30, which she made a lot of trips over the next few months. But we came to the Isle of Man, and my pal was telling this young lady, who is now my wife, about this, you see. And she came to live with me at the pub. And who should come through the door but the plumber's wife? So, of course, Alwyn said, oh, this is the plumber's wife that used to come and see you every morning, was it? So what do you do with me?
It's just like one of their fancy tales, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was true. It was true.
It was good as well.
It was good, yeah. Yeah, she was nice.
My name is Margrethe Bjonge, and I come from Norway.
Is this your first TT?
No, I was here in 1991 and last year, 94.
Are you a biker yourself?
Yes, I ride a 600 Honda.
So what are you doing at the TT this year?
Well, we are watching the races, but you also drive around on the island, look around and enjoy ourselves.
Who did you come with?
I'm here now with my husband and a girlfriend of ours, and both of them are interested in the race as well, whereas I am not.
You're not as interested as them?
No, not really.
Where are you staying?
We're staying in Peel with a family, bed and breakfast sort of stuff.
How are you finding that? Is that good?
Oh yes, it's just lovely. They care for us as we were the family, actually. They're very friendly.
Do you find you have much chance to meet new people when you're over here for the TT?
Yes, I think so, especially because we're living with this family and they introduce us to their friends and their family as well.
What kinds of things have you been doing since you arrived, apart from watching the races?
We've been touring around quite a bit. Last year we went to the Manx Museum and such things, so and we've been to the Motor Museum earlier, so we haven't done that sort of stuff now. But we went to the street party in Douglas, of course, on Mad Sunday.
What did you do on Mad Sunday?
We arrived here in the morning, and then we had a ride around the island, and then we went to this street party and just walked on the Strand Promenade watching everything.
Have you had a chance to go to many pubs?
No, we haven't done that, actually.
So what are you doing at Glen Helen today?
Well, I'm listening to the radio, whereas the others are watching. And I also had a walk in the woods, actually, a lovely walk in this nice weather.
So what else do you plan to do on your stay here?
We are visiting the family of our host family, actually to see the children's ponies, whereas we're interested in horses as well.
Would you come to the island other than during TT week?
We haven't done that so far, but I would like to come back outside TT time to do other things.
How would you describe the atmosphere here over the time that you've been here?
Oh, it's absolutely tremendous. I'm really amazed with the friendliness we are shown by all people. It's simply great.
Have you noticed any changes in the times that you've been coming here? Have you been here twice before? Have you noticed anything different in those years from this year?
The only thing would be that it's absolutely crowded this time. I haven't seen so much people here before. And also I think that your campaign for safer driving must have made some results. Although I know there have been casualties this year as well. But I think it's a good thing your campaign, though.
Do you think anything more could be done by the island about the accidents during TT?
I don't think so, actually. I think you're doing the right things by appealing to people in a friendly way. I don't think penalties would do.
Let me think. Yes, thank you. Will you be taking any souvenirs home with you?
Yes, only small things though, because we're here on bikes.
What kinds of things?
Well, I bought myself a mug with a Manx cat on it and a magnet for my fridge door and such things. And we're bringing t-shirts home for the children and they love them.
Will you come back to TT?
Well, I hope so, actually. That depends on my job and economy and such things, of course, but I would very much like to come.